Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You'll never have to settle for less, and you'll be able to receive the best in your relationships. You are a goddess. People are trying to seek validation from you. People are trying hard to impress you. Everyone that you're attracted to is also attracted to you. Right now, we're going to talk about some subtle mindset shifts that you can do right now so you can start feeling more confident within yourself and to start expecting better outcomes in your relationships. I'm here to remind you that you shouldn't have to settle for less. You shouldn't have to beg for what you want. You don't have to feel bad about what happened in the past and keep repeating those same patterns and keep going back to those same situations. You can start fresh today. Your self-concept is going to determine how you show up in life, how you show up in your relationships, and most importantly, it's going to determine how other people show up around you. Have you ever noticed a situation where somebody that you know acts totally differently around different groups of people or different types of people? People have different versions of themselves, and depending on how you show up, that's the version of them that you're going to get. That's why some women are so lucky in their relationships and some women are not. Even if they're successful in their career or other areas, they can't seem to have the relationship that they want. You want to be the person that has it all. You want to be the person that is successful in every area, not just career, not just relationships, not just personal habits. You want to have it all. If you're still watching this video, leave a butterfly emoji in the comments. The first pillar of having a goddess mindset when it comes to your life and your relationships is to have the perspective of always seeking to improve your thoughts and your emotions. You do this by staying present in the moment. You're not dwelling on the past. You're not mentally repeating old patterns. Instead, you're asking yourself how you can improve, how you can have a better mindset. You create a safe space within your own mind to process your emotions and process your thoughts. That way, you're not dependent on other people's validation. You also never stop improving. So if somebody removes themselves from your life or a relationship ends, you are already glowed up. You are already leveled up, because you didn't depend on that person for their validation. You continued to improve yourself throughout the relationship, mentally, emotionally, physically. Of course, you're going to grieve the loss of the relationship, but you're able to pick yourself back up and continue to pursue what you want. You don't lose your spark just because something bad happened to you. You always get back up and keep moving forward towards the things that you want, because you're not just willing to give up completely. You stay resilient because you know whether you get what you want or you don't get it, or you get it later, or you get it in a different way, it's how you think about it that matters. It's how you perceive it. It's the journey that matters just as much, if not more, than the final result and the final outcome. So when you have your own self-concept figured out, you know who you are, you keep improving every single day, that's when your communication comes in. Something I talk about a lot on my channel and something that I work with clients one-on-one to help them cultivate is desire-based communication. When you are in your relationships or when you're getting to know someone and you're starting off in the dating process, communication can make or break the relationship. If you or the other person doesn't know how to communicate based on their desires and not based on victimhood and anger and resentment and fear, then that can pretty much sabotage the relationship. This is your reminder that it doesn't necessarily matter what you say, it matters more how you say it. Having desire-based communication means that when you want something, for example, if you want to go on more dates, or you want your partner to plan something, or you want help solving a specific problem, you can do this by asking for it with a positive expectation that the person that you're talking to, that's in the relationship with you, they like you, they care about you, they want to please you. So if you ask them for what you want, you're giving them an opportunity to make you happy in some way. If they're able to do it, they'll do it. If they can't do it, you get to decide what that means for you, and you get to decide how you're going to move forward. But the key is to have a positive expectation, and if the person does say no or isn't able to do it, you don't take it personally. It's not because they hate you. It's not because you're being unreasonable. It's because they simply cannot do it. Something that you also have to remember is to manage your assumptions. When we are using affirmations or when we are changing our self-concept and setting new boundaries, communicating differently, our emotional body is still not trained to these new circumstances. It may not be trained to be in a healthy relationship. This happens so much when we're used to having unhealthy situations. We're used to being unlucky in life. Maybe the way that you grew up or the experiences that you've had in your life, it makes you have negative assumptions about things. It's normal for people to grow up having negative assumptions. But as you become more self-aware and you become more intentional as to the reality that you want to create for yourself, the relationships that you want to experience, the self-identity that you want to have, what you want to see when you look in the mirror every day, you have to be extremely intentional about your assumptions. Specifically, when it comes to your relationships, you are probably already making assumptions. You don't have the ability to read people's minds. You may think that you do, but what you're reading is your version of their mind. That doesn't necessarily mean that your perception is 100% accurate all the time, especially if you are used to dealing with people who have negative behaviors and negative intentions. You may have a healthy relationship come into your life, and then even though they're doing all the right things, still somehow you find a way to create problems, or you find something wrong with it. Or maybe you don't feel like you can have passion because you don't have that general thrill that you used to have in the negative relationships. The way that you experience and perceive relationships and interactions is simply a mirror for how healed or unhealed you may be. If you want to work with me or see all of my positive affirmations and resources, then go to modelpatty.com. It's also in the description. So if you're going on a date with someone new, or you're in the store and you randomly start talking to someone, what are your immediate assumptions? Are they positive or are they negative? Do you immediately assume someone else has negative intentions? When you meet someone, do you instantly assume the worst? what you'll notice is that your assumptions start to play out, especially if you're saying these things out loud and it's changing the way that you're showing up. This doesn't mean that you have to ignore bad behavior. That's where your boundaries come in. So in a healthy interaction, you have your internal balance with your external. So yes, you assume the best. You have a positive mindset. You have a positive self-concept. You look at the world from a positive place. But you also have the external covered because you have boundaries. You have communication skills. You know how to protect yourself externally, so people have to be on their best behavior.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.